So, after being found guilty of manslaughter last month, Olympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has been sentenced today to 5 years in prison. Judge Masipa reminded people of the events of the Valentine's night of 2013 when his girlfriend died.
On his own version, the accused knew that there was someone behind the door. He had heard the window slide open. He had heard the toilet door slam shut. He had heard a noise coming from the inside of the toilet. In this instance, the evidence shows that he thought an intruder was behind the door. Using a lethal weapon, a loaded firearm, the accused fired not one, but four shots into the toilet door. It is so that in his evidence, he said he would have fired higher if his intention was to kill, and this court accepted that. However, that does not change the fact that he knew the facts above and that the toilet was a small cubicle and that there was no room for escape for the person behind the door.
And here's how Judge Thokozile Masipa delivered her long-awaited sentencing.
The following is what I consider to be a sentence that is fair and just both to society and to the accused. Count one, culpable homicide. The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years on count two, the contravention of section 120 of the Firearms Control Act. The sentence imposed is 3 years imprisonment, wholly suspended for 5 years on condition that within the period of suspension, the accused is not found guilty of a crime where there is negligence involving the use of a firearm. The sentence in count one and the sentence on count three shall run concurrently.
So, Oscar Pistorius facing 5 years behind bars. In a few moments, we'll talk to the former South African ambassador to Ireland, Melanie Verwoerd. But first, I'm joined from just outside the courtroom by Nastasia Tay. Nastasia, you have followed this case from the beginning. Just take us through the ruling this morning, if you would, please.
Well, the big news at the moment is that there appears to be some confusion about the actual time that Oscar Pistorius will need to spend in prison. As you've just heard, he has been sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for the killing of Rivas Tienta and 3 years wholly suspended for the negligent discharge of a firearm. However, because of the way the law is written, it could be anywhere between a third of his sentence or a sixth of his sentence of that 5 years before he comes up for parole. So we could be looking at a period of just, say, 10 months in custody. Now, everyone here has gone mad trying to chat to the prosecution. The prosecution have said that they are pleased that this custodial sentence has been handed down. They say that they think the South African public will be satisfied with the sentence. However, they are still feeling like there may be an appetite for appeal. There is a 14-day appeal period now during which either side can appeal, and they're saying that that's still under consideration. Now, on the other hand, we've also had a very brief chat to the Steenkamp lawyer. So that's the lawyer representing the parents of Rivas Steenkamp. And they say they feel with this sentence that justice has been done.
That presumably is based on an expectation that he will spend 5 years or something close to it behind bars. But on what basis might he be? Is it released or maybe transferred to some sort of a house arrest, maybe as in a shorter time as 10 months from now?
So by my understanding, the piece of law that the judge referred to in her sentencing says that Oscar Pistorius needs to spend a portion of the 5 years in custody. So he definitely has to do some jail time. Now, whether or not that's a sixth of his sentence or a third of his sentence before he comes up for parole, that's what everyone's discussing now. And having had a chat to the defense, they seem to think it's a sixth, so literally like 10 months. However, the prosecution seems to think it's a third. Now, I'm told that that's going to be at the discretion of the Department of Correctional Services, so essentially the prison system here, after which he would then be transferred to house arrest for the remainder of that period of time. So it's not like after a few months he's then a free man. He will be serving a sentence of house arrest beyond that.
And the point at which he's transferred from a jail to a house arrest setting is dependent, you say, on the decision of the prison authorities there?
That's what we've been told by the National Prosecuting Authority here. There does appear to be quite a lot of confusion on both sides in the courtroom at the moment, so I'm expecting to get some clarity on that later on today. what we know for certain is that Oscar Pistorius will have to do jail time. Exactly how long, that's still up for discussion. He's already been taken down to the holding cells. That happened very, very quickly after the sentence was handed down. He was taken down a long flight of a very narrow, dark stairs to the holding cells at the courthouse here, underneath the courtroom itself. And we haven't seen him since. His family look pretty shaken, yet I think looking...
Oh, well, that suggests we've lost our connection to Nastasia Tay. We'll try to get back to her. But I hope on the other line we have also in South Africa, Melanie Verwoerd, the former ambassador. Melanie, good morning to you. Okay, we've lost them both, it seems. Just lightning striking twice, I suppose, in the same few moments. We'll be back with more, if not about this case, about Irish Water after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1. Phone the comment line 1850 715 900.
And we have re-established contact with our two guests in South Africa, Melanie Verwoerd. But let's just go briefly again to Nastasia Tay. The one thing that was clear, I think, at an early stage before the final sentence was given, was that the judge felt a custodial outcome was essential in the interest of fairness.
Absolutely. And Sean, one of the things that she cited time and time again was the level of negligence. She said that Pistorius was grievously negligent and that his actions had to be taken very seriously. Now, she listed several factors in that. In dealing with the culpable homicide charge, she spoke about Oscar Pistorius knowing that there was someone behind the door, that they had no opportunity to flee because it was such a small, tiny toilet cubicle, that he fired four shots and not just one, and that he was also trained in the use of firearms, so that he should have known better, that he was already taking on the responsibility of a firearms license, so he should know how to behave. So all of those things put together meant that he needed to have a serious sentence, because she needed to feel like it was a deterrent to society as well, that the court wasn't condoning this kind of behaviour.
And a report on the wire is now running, Nastasia, saying that Arnold Pistorius, the uncle of the now jailed athlete, has indicated that there will be no appeal. And is that your understanding as well?
Yes, that's literally happening right next to me as I speak to you. The Arnold Pistorius has always spoken on behalf of the Pistorius family. We'll be getting more details about that beyond this moment, I believe. There's a lot of chaos here at the moment. But what's interesting is that even though the defence have said that they have decided not to appeal, and there may well be an appeal from the prosecution, and they said that they were going to wait until after sentencing to decide, they also have this 14-day period, and they've not said definitively that they won't either. However, legal experts that I've been talking to have been saying that they felt that if there was a custodial sentence handed down, that it would be unlikely that the state would appeal as well. So we're looking at potentially, well, certainly jail time for Oscar Pistorius, and that's starting from today. And he's already been taken down into the cells, and there's a very long, narrow staircase heading down below the courtroom, and he was taken down there literally as soon as sentence was handed down. His family have been left up here, and they're looking quite stricken, but at the same time fairly stoic. His brother Carl and sister Amy have spoken out and already saying that they're going to stand by him no matter what, and they're certainly here and doing that today.
Nastasia, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that report, and indeed for all your coverage throughout the months of this trial. That's Nastasia Tay there in Pretoria. Melanie Verwoerd, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, thank you very much indeed for joining us. You are, as I say, the former ambassador of South Africa to this country. We know that the prosecution lawyer, Barry Roux, sorry, that's the defence lawyer, I should say, Harry Nell, asked the judge to give Pistorius a minimum of 10 years behind bars. So what's your own thought about whether this is just about the right sentence or otherwise?
Well, you know, I don't think it was such an extraordinary well thought out judgment, not only about this case, but also about what justice is all about and what the legal system should be all about. I mean, she was so careful, the judge, Masipa, to strike this delicate balance, and she kept focusing on balance. And I really think this is a judgment many more students will keep on reading in the future. You know, the
Hello, Melanie. No, we're having a lot of problems with our phones, as is clear this morning. And